Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
This session is called Ask Permission. Yes, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord. Now, self-teachers, the church that you are in is not your church. There is a bishop there. There's a pastor there. You must learn how to ask permission before you do things. This one, I'm sharing it from inside my heart. I don't have notes. You should know that you are not the final authority in the safe church there. Anything you want to do, run it by your bishop. Anything you want to do, run it by your pastor. I'm sharing with you a mistake I've done. You must learn from it. Run it by your pastor. And David inquired of the Lord. Let me tell you, if you're an organization, you don't do what you think is right. You do what the organization says it is right. You are not the one that answers if there's a problem in the cathedral or the branch where you are. The pastor there is the one that is answerable to everything. You don't just stand up and do things. Ask permissions. Reverend, please, can we do ABCD? Bishop, please, we are thinking of ABCD. Please, what do you think? Do you understand? It's not like, well, we've gathered the children, we are going for excursion at Kakum Park. No. I've gathered the children for prayer meeting. We are praying. It's true you are doing a spiritual thing, but did you ask permission? Maybe the bishop doesn't want prayer to go on around that time. You will be shocked that you are doing something good, but it may be explained as bad because you haven't asked permission. What does it mean to ask permission? When you ask permission, it shows respect for authority. I'm saying again, the cathedral is not for you. You are not the final authority in the cathedral. The church where you are, it doesn't belong to you. You are just an assistant pastor. You are part of the assistant pastors. So, when you ask permission, number one, it shows respect for authority. It shows that you respect the person you are working with. I'm telling you, learn this day to save you from so many troubles. Learn to ask, Bishop, please, we are thinking of ABCD. We are thinking of having a dinner in December. Please, what do you think? Can we have it? There are two answers. Yes, no. When they say no, thank you, Bishop. I've never thought of it, but I think that I should have. Yes. It shows respect. Number two, it allows the input of the pastor or the bishop when you ask permission. Bishop, please, what do you think about ABCD? Oh, I think rather, don't do it at dinner. Do it cocktail. Yes, Bishop. You are saying yes, Bishop, because you are not the final one. See, one day, don't let them one day say that, or don't let it be said that one day you don't have respect for authority and you do what you like. I hope I'm speaking sense. Ask permission, and David and quiet of the bishop, we are thinking of having an all-night prayer, saved all-night prayer. Bishop, I'm thinking this Sunday, the K Church people, I want to have an anointing service for them. Please, what do you think? No. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, it's a powerful idea. You want to pour oil on them and pray for them? Yes, please. They're about to write an exam. So I'm thinking, oh, that's powerful. Oh, Charlie, you can do it. Cry. No. You can't lay hands. I'm not helping. You can't lay hands. It's only Episcopal sisters who lay hands. Oh, I didn't know. I'm very sorry. I'll get there. I'll get there. That's the response. I'll get there. So it allows for the input of the pastor or the bishop. Number three, it prevents chaos and confusion. You think you are coming to organize the children to have all night? The bishop has also called for all night. Whose all night are we attending? You will get there to know that you have to join your all night to his all night. Do you understand? Or they said in the meeting that there should be no all night for the next 3 months. You didn't know. You think you are doing something spiritual, gather the children for all night. Charlie, Bishop Kobe around. Is Bishop Kobe around? Okay. When it comes, I'll let me. Do you understand? It prevents chaos and confusion. Confusion can come. Oh, something you are doing nice for the children. You see that because you didn't ask permission, it will look like something evil you are doing. I'm telling you. Oh, but we just brought the children here to have a program. Ask permission. I'm telling you. Number four. You must ask permission because you are not the bishop of the cathedral. The cathedral is not for you. As we are here, if there's a problem, it's Bishop Kobe who will answer. None of us here will answer. I'm telling you, nobody here will answer. You are not the bishop. I'm saying it again. You are an assisting pastor. I'm not saying go and inform, go and ask permission. Can we have it? No, you can't have it. You can have it. You want to have a program, this. No. Now, there are some other pastors you work with that, their aim is that, do program. If you can do program, do program. Oh, so you go and inform. Bishop, please, we are thinking of this program. So we came to inform you and found out whether not something will clash with it or whether it's a good idea. Charlie, you are blessed, cry. Some people too, you have to ask the permission. They will see the administrator. They will check the, I know of one safe pastor, Charlie. He will go and ask the permission. He will send a date. Then before they respond to him, the date has clashed with another date that is happening. He's been there. He has never gathered 3 children to do anything before. He's there. But there are other cathedral. Even the bishop, he wants you to. You see, there are those of you who are married, there are different husbands. There are some husbands saying, they will tell you that, look, if the bulb is spot, call me. I'll come and do it. Anything that gets spot in the house, let me know. I'll come. There are some husbands, if you can solve it. I mean, that's how I relate to if you are there and the bob is spotting, you can fix the bob. Fix it and enjoy your life. You have to wait for me to come from Mampon to come and fix the light because I say I'm the man. No. Recently, I was somewhere. My wife said that she came out of the room. They left these 2 boys in the room. Then the other one, the security door, you see that there's this small knob. He locked it like this. Cry. The mother couldn't enter, the children couldn't come out. They started crying. Fanwell, turn the thing like this, then he'll start crying. What you turn it back is a problem. They have to call people, the kitchen burglar proof, you know, they cut. Somebody have to enter. She did all that before she called me. I said, powerful, but you are okay. He said, okay. I said, now that they are coming to come, please, what should we do? Please, should we, and the network is not correct. Please, what should we do? Should we try and this? I said, Look, whatever you can do to solve the problem, do it. Emphasis your life. Is you are the now. I'm come to think about what to tell you to do, and maybe something bad is happening. No, take a decision. You are a human being. You take a decision there. You whatever. But some people allow me. Come, let me come. Let me come. Let me come from Sotom to Bodjwase and rescue my sons. And rescue. Don't cut anything. Do you know how much Baglap proof cost? Do you know how much one Baglap? Do you know? And you have cut it. Ha! We'll go to Waju. You are not the bishop. If you are carrying the one chair from here to that place, the bishop must know. Bishop, please, would like to carry the chair from. Yes, don't say that it's an empty room. We are having a meeting. No, do you, Bishop, please, can we use the auditorium? I'm saying ask permission for everything. I am telling you this. Listen to me. Ask permission for everything. Can we do this? Can we start Basenta? Can we have this? I want to create WhatsApp group for the parents. Can I do that? Ask permission for everything. Number next. You must ask permission because you work under somebody. You are under somebody. You are under a bishop. You are under a reverend. You are under a pastor. Ask, and David inquired. Learn it. When you work in an organization, you don't do what you think is right. You do what you are told to do. What you think is right probably is not the right thing. You work under a bishop. You work under a bishop. So the bishop must know, Bishop, please, can we, Bishop, can we, Bishop, I'm thinking of ABCD. What do you think? Bishop, ABCD, I've just thought of it. Do you think it's a good idea? Can we implement this? Do you think this? So you see, that thing also makes you have a constant communication with your bishop. Because a lot of bishops say that they don't know what is happening in the safe church. If you bear me out, they've said that thing to all of us before. I don't know what is happening. So they wonder, there's nothing happening. What do you want to know that you don't know? So you're also confused. So sometimes you have to give update. Oh, Bishop, today by the grace of God, we're 96. Just the JCH, and I preach on ABCD. Just to start a conversation. So that you send a message, they are not minding you. Keep sending. Yeah. I don't know what is happening. So if you work with somebody who says he doesn't know what is happening, you have to make him know what is happening. Make him know. Oh, Bishop, please, our microphone that we, the rubber, it has removed. Our amp is not working. Today after service, when we're having service, then the amp post, we don't know what has happened. It's not working again. Really? Yes, Bishop. Oh, Bishop, please, the bishop enters here. Ah, why not? We bought this thing for you last week. Oh, Bishop, last 7 months. For 7 months, I will not be using this one, though. I mean, then the thing went off. We don't know what happened. 7 months, you have not reported 7 months. No. No. You are not the final, you work under a bishop. Next one. Next one. Next one. You are running, sorry. You are not running another church parallel to the bishop. You are assisting him. Yeah. Because at that point, you think that the saved church, and then the adult church, it will look like two churches in one compound. I pray you don't hear that. Yeah. I pray you don't hear that. I'm sharing with you something that has saved my life. You better learn it. Don't let it happen before you open your eyes. Just learn it from me. Yes. Don't let it be told you that you are running a church parallel to your bishop's church. He is the bishop. He is the pastor. Update him. Bishop, the announcement has been made for Shomcom and we would like to go. So we came to see you on how we can mobilize to have our council represent. Is it a good idea? Yes. So Bishop, please, I came to seek for your input. Yeah. In certain jurisdictions, you will hear, mobilize. I'm sure all of us don't know what it means to mobilize. We've heard it. Mobilize the children. Yeah. Also, Bishop, I'm thinking, because of the Shonkom I mentioned to you last time, I'm thinking if you could raise some funds for us to serve as a base so that we see this. Maybe his mind has also not come on it. Some of them to their mind has can say, no, we can't raise funds for you, Bia. Those who can pay, they should pay and go. Those who can't pay, they should rest. You are not the bishop of the cathedral. You are an assistant. Now say, Pastor, how do you think that you are a bishop of the cathedral? Saved pastor. Why should you have that mind that? Or why should even somebody think that is what you are thinking? You are just a saved pastor that they can just remove you today and put you here and remove somebody like this tomorrow and put the person here. And David inquired of the Lord. I mean, Bishop Solo shouldn't say that I don't know what is happening. Bishop Kobe shouldn't say that I don't know what is that the safe church people like they've teared themselves. You see, and when it's being said, you'll be shocked how it will be said. Yes. And sometimes when it is said, all you have to say, I'm sorry. I'll do better. This to say, I'm sorry. I'll do better. So you really have to fight for your bishop's attention to come to the safe church. You see, because the attention of the bishop to the safe church also comes with cost. Yeah. You want to do dinner? Bishop, want to find out whether the dinner, can we do it? Oh, you can't have it, Cry. Okay, Bishop, please, what can you help us with? Answer is we can do it. So what can you? If he said no, thank you very much. So the adult church will also be having dinner, so I think they should join us. Thank you very much. We'll work and join. No, Bishop, I don't think that we can join the children. Some bishops will throw it back to you. So what do you think? Should they join us or? Oh, Bishop, I think that maybe based on what will be discussed there, the children will not be really. But I think that if we have the children's owner, even you also come in and they ask questions and you help, like you are our resource. Yes, so I think you have brought a very good point. So the children should have it in adult church. Yes, Bishop. Some bishop will have a discussion. So you see, all the bishops or the pastors you work with, they are those that there's no room for discussion. You just go for answers and go. Then there are those that they can even discuss that, okay, based on what you are saying, what do you think? Do you think that this one will work or this one will work? So then you have to give a reason why you are saying your own will work. That's how you're supposed to be. So you are not the final authority. You are not the bishop. Do not also think that you are running a church parallel to the bishop in the same building. You are not giving updates. Okay? So, at least in the month, you should be able to update the bishop of your data. Do you understand? Give an update of your data. What is happening in your church? He doesn't know data. He doesn't know what is happening. He doesn't know the groups that are in the church. Oh, Bishop, we have a choir. We have a dancing star. We have this and this and this. Our attendance, this is the graph for our month of September. So this and this and this. Send the teachers we are working with to go and see the bishop to say hello to him. Oh, I'm going too far. Yeah. Oh, Bishop, please, the safe teachers we have come. It's been a while we came here. We came to say hello to you and to find out how you are doing and if you have anything for us. Oh, powerful. Powerful crowd. You guys are doing a good job. So what's your name? I don't know you. What's your name? Then you mention your name. What's your name? You mention your name. This. Then you leave. So that the bishop should say that he doesn't know what is happening. He doesn't know the people you are working with. He doesn't know all your people. Every 3 months, you have to go. Seriously, every 3 months, go. Go and book. See the secretary, please. Safe teachers would like to see Bishop after church. next week, put us on the ye. Then you go. Bishop, please, we have come to say hello to you. This is in K church. This is I church. This one is this. This is in J church. But it's in Y church. But it's in Church of Dancing Stars. This is. Okay, powerful. Then you go. And David inquired of the Lord. You to inquire of your bishop, please. Please. Because in recent time I've heard, I don't know what is happening. I don't know what, you see, and where we are, when we hear, I don't know what is happening, it's a grave offense. I don't know what is happening means that you have teared yourself. I don't know what is happening. You have teared yourself. I don't know what is happening means that you are competing. You are doing your own thing. You don't want to mind anybody. You are a bishop of your own. That's what it means. I don't know what is happening. So I want you to tell your bishop what is happening. Including your successes, in quote, and your problems. When you also go, say your problems. Do you understand? Because if you don't say your problem, how would they know that you need help? Bishop, please. In the eye church, when the children come and they fall asleep, we don't know where to put them. So we are thinking if you could help us with mattresses or this mat that they write ABCD on it. Or if you could announce if there are parents who are baby caught and they are not using, and we can come for them and use them in the eye church, it will help us. Okay. After a month, you are not hearing the response, you go again. Here, dear. Last I hear is so. Here they don't mind us. Yeah, it's nothing here. You do here, there. One day they'll say they don't know what is happening in your church. And that is where the thing will pain you. So go, Bishop, please, concerning the baby court. You have to WhatsApp Wednesday. Bishop, please, concerning the baby court, I'm following up to see how far. Bishop, please, we started by saying about the children coming in. No, this. Please, can we get help in terms of transport? Say it, oh. Say it. If you don't say, Bishop, please, our number has become large. And now preaching with manpower is difficult. We are requesting if we can get an amp and one speaker, a microphone, or this rechargeable, if you can get one. And because of our dancing stars is not being effective and all this. So, Bishop, please, we are asking if you can. I hope yes. This particular session is very important. And David inquired of the Lord. Don't leave it that way. You are in an organization. You are working under somebody. Update the person on what is happening. I'm telling you. There are some husbands, they don't care. Hey, wherever you go and get the thing and use there, you'll be happy. Hey, be happy. There are some husbands, wait for me to come. Wait for me to come and test the soup before you start sharing. Hey, other husbands, let the children eat. Let them go and sleep. Hey! Last time I was somewhere, they called me. They said, oh, my son said he will sleep. I said, why? They said, he went to open the fridge and he saw Don Simon. So he said, unless he drink the Don Simon. I said, open it for him. Let him drink. So he drank. I said, is he okay? Is he going to sleep? I said, okay. I said, whatever he will do to make him happy, let him do it. Hey, nobody should open the door. See more. And I'll kill somebody who opened it. Hey, don't see more. I got to kill somebody. Okay. So let us, safe pastors, let us be up our game. Do you understand? Update your bishops, update your pastors. I'm telling you, it is one of the recent cancers that is rising up now. I don't know what is happening. If I even make cry. So when two pastors meet out yourself, you are like me. Oh, I see the children move around, but I don't know what's happening. Then they'll call you for a meeting. And you'll be shocked that we are all here. We are all here. You say, don't know what is happening. We are all here. When they need the children to come and dance, they come and collect them. When they need the children to come and do this, they come and collect them. But still, they say they don't know what's happening. You have to make sure you know. Hey, disturb him. You send a message, they don't respond, send again. Oh, Bishop, the attendance I spoke to you about, you didn't say anything. As we have all the church are going to visit him, you print the Sunday graph. The month of September, you print the graph, you go and show this month, this is attendance, K-I-J-Y. You print month, month, four, on the colors, colors, you see. Oh, Bishop, then you do your titles in crate there, no, before you come out. So it doesn't look as though you don't give updates. Because as you do that, you see, one of the problems also with this, that the work is so overwhelming that so many things will escape your mind. Because I'm sure by now you have not thought of the fact that, why we are all here? Why should we go and see the bishop? We are here. I come for pastor's meeting. If there's a problem, they're saved. I answer. But now you say you don't know what is happening. No, send the teacher. Teachers, seven, bishop. Bishop, please, the saved teachers have come. We came to say hello to you. Very important. Learn it. It will help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask permission. Don't leave things to chance. Ask permission. Anything you are not sure of, ask. Yeah. Anything you are not sure of, ask. I beg you, just ask and be sure that approval has been given. If it will take how many years for approval to come, please wait for that approval to come before you act. Do not act when there's no approval. Do not act when the bishop has not responded. Do not act when they didn't give you go ahead. Don't. The church is not for you. The cathedral doesn't belong to you. You are not the final authority in the cathedral. Hallelujah. And David inquired all the time. Let this scripture be your guide. And David inquired of the Lord. And David inquired of the Lord. Wow. Hey, wow. I see. I heard there will be consecration on Monday. And the good news, is that Reverend George is going to become the bishop. Your Reverend George. Hey, please don't carry it. Don't say I said it. I beg you. It's just on filler that ask him. Monday. I can be there. Yeah, I beg you. Don't go and be asking questions. So please, the consecration. When are we coming? I beg you. If they've not called you, if they've not said anything, I'll wait for official. Yeah, this is maybe it's a private, yes. The update just dropped on my phone right now. So it's possible we'll be in Mampong on Monday. Yeah. And I think when they are consecrated, you don't even know. Now the bishops have become a lot too. You can see bishop and pass by. that's why you don't have to be rude to anybody in the UDO. Anybody, please, bishop. You just have to call the best bishop for him to say, I'm not a bishop. Hey! The bishops are a lot. You don't do it. When you reduce somebody's rank, you raise it up for the person to know that, I'm not there already. So when I meet the bishop, I say, hey, don't call me bishop. I'm not a bishop. Amen. Ask permission. Make a conscious effort to ask permission. And I believe that it's going to help us. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much. Help us in our dealing. Help us to ask permission. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.